Okay. Hey, this is Isaac from Modest... Yeah. Do I say from Modest Mouse?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Hey, this is Isaac Rock from Modest Mouse. I'm serious, I said.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, man.
Ruffles spicy ketchup potato chips. I also like the old Dutch ones too. We don't have ketchup potato chips in the United States. Did you know that song Somewhere I Belong by Linkin Park is one of the highest charted Linkin Park songs in Canada? Yeah, do things. And ask for things too. Dropkicks after the Men Singers, I'm Shannon Gunn's Faction.
Well, great.
M-Y-H-R-E, equine.com. Dr. Myrie, thanks for being with us.
It's been a...
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you enjoyed this rather unusual edition of the Horse Show, as I told you at the beginning.
We weren't going to talk about any horses at all.
Horses and education, and I combine them.
It'll be about weasels.
And sometimes we like to kind of jump into the subject of education a little.
Displeasure and take it with the pain.
Homes today, Load in Place in Morgan Hill. Join them August 1st and 2nd for their open house event, loadinplace.com.
What? Old Navy this weekend is...
Poop noises. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Uptown poop noises. Coming up. Like a Dragon Ball or a Tire Man? Is this on the soundtrack to the Dragon Ball movie? This song seems like perfect to be included in a Weird Al polka medley. Where's she going? Don't believe me, just watch!
All my clothes to be, and all the money, no way to post to pay. Oh, go for me, now your chicks in the pit like post to be. Oh, that's how I post to be. That's how I post to be. Everything look like a post to be. Pull up to the club and then go up.
Savvy, then don't worry about it. You just bring up the app in your iTunes store or in the Google Play store. Download the app next time you're in line. You'll thank me for it.
This report is brought to you by 76.
98.1 KISS FM.
Traffic.
In Newark 84, eastbound at 880, there's a stall block in the left lane. Stop and go from Newark Boulevard, Bay Bridge. Metering lights are on westbound. Traffic backed up at those metering lights and Toll Plaza to about the Overcrom there. Getting out of the city, slow one to the lower deck of the bridge. That's traffic. I'm Brian Dean.
Play Tank 5 at 76. Fill up with...
It's hard though. You know, I know Flex took Meek's side real hard, and I know that like certain people got to side with certain people, but when these rap beefs come down to it, it's about the rhymes, man. Like if like someone that's a good friend of you, like let's just bring up, like Destroy's a good friend of me. Now we're fucking I'm gonna try to find Tony Touch puts out a diss record.
Tony Taco,
and Tony Touch is family. But at the end of the day, y'all both family. If you put diss records out about how y'all look alike, I'm still gonna side with who has been on.
Right. Yeah. That's what
it's about being a fan of the culture.
One thing I have to say of the four, because I do put them four, even though you don't want to consider it beef with Ghost and Action. Of the four, Drake has the most to lose. And Drake...
Well, he's the biggest artist in it.
Right, of the four, right now in 2015. And it's amazing that he was the one who made two disses. And I give that guy credit. I mean, say he's light-skinned. He's Canadian. He sounds like he's from the South. He could have been doing anything. The fact is, he did what rappers are supposed to do, and that is rap.
I like it. Shade 45. We'll be right back. We got special guests in the building from Coney Island. He got beef with Torre, so they're going to fight for the Coney Island.
Yeah!
I'm just kidding. Yo, your old Druk is in the building. Let's play someone off his new EP. I already played that, We Know You joint, which sounds like Skiz did it with Dre, man. I like that house, because Skiz stepped outside his normal sound for that. Speaking of Dr. Dre, I heard Dre's about to drop an album.
My man RTNC was in the building was telling me about that.
Saturday's a weird day to drop it, but
yeah.
Hopefully we get it.
What?
I thought it was coming out the same day as the movie.
When does it come out, Friday?
No, like August.
What's coming out first, Detox or the Meek Mill response?
Yo, I heard that this Dre album coming is like,
yeah?
What, stay tuned, man. You're on Druk.
I'm into it.
Wait, what?
What hasn't been done before is what we trying to do. On the verge of taking over the game, you just kind of blew.
I'm working on my bitches. I guess I hadn't considered the idea of timing that fucking album coming out.
It's the essence we channel, that's why they
to the fucking movie.
All of the handles of each channel. Since Howard Stern was on in each channel, you've been trying to get heard on public access like Robin Bird. Use a bird, never did any. Robin was gone, snatched a lady's purse once, but you walked up behind and got scared. Old stick up on it, look at Druk like you slick. I just view music as a victor. Took awards like respected chucks. First and foremost, I like to thank God for my good looks. Good looks, but with all these looks, there's always one hating ass nerd. Kill Papa shit, I'm like, word. Said Druk, you're never gonna make it.
Word.
Talking records like, you're not selling any records.
Word.
Haters. Druk, you'll never be the greatest. Word. Love is shit talking, that's more people that gotta eat their words. Word, and I won't be deterred from feeding you that turd. Try to play like some new cat. Say you gon' put out some better than Druk. Yeah, do that. Tight scrolls on a computer, son. Where they do that at? Man, you still got them doodle ass demos on the deck. Now every time you record it, fall flat. Got dudes giving you words like Super Nat. Voila, make that shit to which everyone's relating. Except a couple of her. Damn, they still hating. I just look at them. Word like Microsoft. Keep on popping jump. You acting like Microsoft. Like the rap Ted Newton. Got guns and cat scratch fever. You bunch. Straight cat snatching beaver. I'm heating up like Steve Kerr with a fever. And you still not a believer.
What?
Word. All Druk is whack. He the next Gorilla Black.
Word.
Hey yo, the sun is a blighter. My other best shit tighter.
Word.
Come on.
Bro, show me a line I've been there, man. Show me one line. You ain't got a word. Fuck out of here. Word. Take your ass out.
Static Selector, a.k.a. the East Coast Boom Bap Ambassador.
Yes.
Show it off on the ones and twos. Show off radio.
Machado, hear me, yo.
Four lines open. Little Juke in the building. 888-742-3345. Sit the phone cracking, man.
Listen to me. Hey, yo. Never take a break, this cake to make. Plus I had it in the bag, shake the snake. Duck shaking the snake, keep the grass cut. Look out for Giants and Yankee jackets with the cheap shades from Sunglass Hut. Son, you blood, they cash when they pull out the badge. Social adjuncts, went and got a Glock cause they was punks growing up. Feels like I'm being punked, but I got the shank and it's long. Don't be another prank all wrong. What's been imported from Hong Kong? You cats spitting panty lines, recording dog songs. Cisco, steady beats, disco pigs popping my dick. They be ready to stop and frisk. Chissing at the door to my imprisonment. We curb that fiend who try to talk us, cause I don't know his intent. Plus I see them hopping out that van that's on the corner. I know they listening.
I know they listening.
Y'all listening. But y'all don't hear me, yo. Listening. But y'all don't hear me, yo. Listening. But y'all don't hear me, yo. You just listen to me. Hey, yo.
Yeah, apparently Dre produced the soundtrack to the NWA movie.
That's what happens when you force my hand. Spent months in the crib, devise a plan. Lloyd, I knew this season of Horizon Band. Try to talk to me about Reggie and Kush. I shoot like Reggie Bush, give him the Heisman fan. My black fans is really loyal, Billy Hoyle. Make that shit that white man can't bump. Brought the troop serum, you bear him. Fire like Jimmy. You listen to Drew, but y'all don't hear him. Y'all don't hear him. He said, excuse me while I kiss the sky. You herbs thought it was kiss the sky. To clean the wax out, leaving honeycombs on my earphones. You lames don't listen to lyrics, y'all just hear tones. Listening, but y'all don't hear me, yo. Listening, but y'all don't hear me, yo. Listening, but y'all don't hear me, yo. You just listen to me, hey, yo. Listening, but y'all don't hear me, yo. Listening, but y'all don't hear me, yo. Listening, but y'all don't hear me, yo. You just listen to me. Hey, yo. Focus, Junior. Got the drop like Yokozuna. That's I. No matter what, they call spy. I have the old man throw powder in your eye. Then it stopped when I come through like Hogan with the leg drop. Drew. Had the nine outside like WrestleMania 9. On the grind, defying, getting dollars. Gorilla body suit with the airbrush muscles like Giant Gonzalez. Keeping an eye out for dollars. Listen, but y'all don't hear me, yo.
Fuck with those beats, bro.
Thank you, man.
Welcome up here, man. At least you got to see some titties, have some vodka, you know.
Nothing new.
Chill, welcome, man, to the show.
I see titties up there. Yeah, but on the radio show with that chick, if you Google her, she'll remind you of why you don't go raw.
Yeah.
My man said I ain't have a condom. That should never stop me, but.
Nah, see, that's...
stop me every time.
Man. That's just... Here's the thing. I've done many things in that situation. I've gone miles to the store. I'm gonna shut the fuck up before I see some dumbass shit. But yeah.
Yo.
Your old Drew in here, new EP out now.
Word, the nicest. Get that, man. We just played a couple joints off that.
It's on iTunes right now.
On Google Play, all that shit.
Get that shit.
All that shit.
At the gas station, I'll sell it to you for $5.
You dropping a fucking video, man? What's up?
No videos, B. Like, I'm just making a scene and shit. Nah, I fuck with you. We supposed to drop a video, but...
But what?
I don't know, B. Edits.
I'm making you do a video of mine, yeah, man. That Hood Booker's joint, bro.
Heard. Let's do it, yo.
People fucking with that shit, bro.
That's that shit.
It's out right now, man. Lucky Seven's in stores. I haven't even been here since my fucking album came out.
Word.
What a person.
I saw you in Europe. We was wilding.
Oh, yeah. We were in Tilburg.
In the Netherlands.
Explain what went down.
Yo, we were just like walking around with tequila, just parted on bitches' heads and shit. Nah, I'm kidding. And then the tequila broke. You remember that, though?
Yo, yeah. First of all, this was a crazy festival. It's called the Wuha Festival in the Netherlands, right? It's Joey Badass, Euro Drew, Freddie Gibbs, Big Sean. I know I'm forgetting a lot of people. Run the Jewels.
Shout out Killer Mike for that Henny.
Yeah, shout out to Killer Mike. When we pulled up to the hotel, he was leaving the hotel.
Your bad was that hotel.
They didn't have AC. There was no AC. It was like 100 degrees out.
Damn.
So what I did was, a little bit too much information. You're so bad in the hotel that I literally ran a whole bath and like went and slept in the bathtub.
The dog.
That's what you gotta do.
The worst.
Yo, it was so bad, yo, like. It was like an old school TV in the room.
But you know, when you're on a tour like that, you don't give a fuck about nothing there as long as the bed and the AC. There's no AC. And it was just like, it was bad, man. We contemplated going with Mike. Mike went like an hour away just to sleep.
Wow.
And we were like, we got to rock soon. Damn. Anyway, the festival was cool.
It was a dope show.
And yeah, it was straight. So now, nigga, run in his mouth. I'ma blow his nut out. On my
show at the Marin Center. What else? Apparently not. A man in a room with a guitar. Like, yeah, check it out.
And this social distortion are celebrating the 25th anniversary of the self-titled album. Social Distortion came out in 1990. He's doing a massive 30-date tour. And tomorrow Friday, he's going to be in Austin, Texas. Hopefully, you'll have a chance to have.
Worried about them, honey, sick of playing. Just one.
hard on your bodies as it looks like it should be to me, but you got to be kind of a tough guy to be a bulldogger in Cheyenne, and you're going, you're jumping a steer someplace.
Oh, yeah, you're
going to
be a bulldogger in Cheyenne.
It's hard on knees,
oh, yeah.
It's hard on ankles. How do you guys keep yourself fresh and ready to go?
Well, I'll just get some rest, like the rodeo rest, like I'm getting right now. I mean, we take naps during the day and kind of, you know, just take it easy and try to stay loose. Out yesterday in Dodge City, I had a couple of steer stop and kind of brought me back down to earth from my sham victory and reminded me that you can't win everywhere you go. And just wants to, you know, eat right and feel good just be ready when they're back, when they open the gate for you.
I remember Trevor Knowles right after he got done winning Calgary for whatever it was, the fourth time in five years or however many times he's won Calgary now. And I actually called him either Monday or Tuesday after Slack in Nampa, which is right after Calgary. And he said, yeah, rodeo humbled me in a hurry. I came right back down to earth. I tried to jump a steer here and ended up flat on my back. I mean, it rodeo will humble you in a hurry, won't it?
It will. It would.
Wild all over the bay, powered by your NorCal Honda.
The Iron Sheik of Western
Diaz
Sports.
Here, and this is What's Up. Get with Wild this Saturday as it's about to go down at the Wild 94.9 Ultimate Pool Party.
Ultimate Pool Party.
Own Adriel Diaz and Johnny Maxwell live at Waterworld in Concord. Ladies, relax, okay? I know you want to see them with their shirts off. The party is free with park admission, so come by and party with us. Get more info on all of our Wild events now on wild94.9.com.
Look for the all-new Wild Honda HRV on the streets of the bay. Sign up to win a trip to see your favorite artist perform live on the Honda stage at the iHeartRadio Theater in Los Angeles. You share the couch.
You have a funny idea of my favorite artist.
The bars and Monaco and Hampton's bound. We don't feel like outsiders at all.
Americana. I'm Dallas. This is Sabin 5. What's up?
Yeah, I wanted to tell you, I really, really like this song. I'm 70 years old. I'm not a new kid.
Yeah?
This song going around is so cool and it's so modern. High on legal marijuana. We love it!
What's your name?
Rissa.
Rissa, where are you calling from?
Oakland, and I love Live 105.
Thank you. We like you too.
Yes, and don't say it's
any longer, us oldies like it. What? 1, 2, 3, take my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. You look so fine that I really want to make you mine. Come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need the money when you look like that, do you, honey?
Ellie Goulding, 23 out of 40. Love me like you do.
Speak to me,
Seacrest. Jake Gyllenhaal and Eminem.
have that much in common. But it turns out that Jake's new movie was actually written for Slim Shady. We'll talk to Jake about that next.
Jake, what's it like being a professional actor and starring in a movie that was originally written for a fucking rapper to star in, huh? Is that fucking cool, or is that, like, tragic, or, like, what's the deal? Do you have, like, no big words to memorize in your part because it wasn't meant for an actor, or...
Guy's
fault sucks. Yeah, get that shit. I'm sorry, Duke, that you caught up in the middle of fucking...
I'm sleeping off the Tito.
Meek versus fucking Drake.
What I gotta say is that the joint they played that Skiz had did that you mentioned about Drake, I was like, yo, who did this? And it has such a different type of graduate sound that I'm like...
Yo, compliments from this guy.
What do you mean compliment? I said I complimented it.
Nah, hell, man. You talking wild shit on the air.
Let's go to the phones.
Let's go to...
Line one, David checking in from Texas.
Texas, make it good, man.
Man, I'm going to make it good, man. Say, man, that pop, man, they hit him up, man. That shit was hot, man.
Because he wasn't a guy who had metaphors and bars to me. He was more like a guy who would say things that people would resonate with people. So what was it that made you say this guy was, it was dope?
I mean, that's what I came up on that pop, you know what I'm saying? I heard that shit, man.
You know what? You're completely defining the fine line between like the East Coast hip hop fans and the West Coast hip hop fans. Nah,
the casual listener.
Like that era was like, yo, Biggie was saying like the illest shit of all time, and Pac is like, as an artist, I think Tupac might have been the definitive hip artist of all time. I'm not taking anything away from anything he ever did. The fact that they keep raping his old vocals for weird things is weird to me. Mm-hmm. But as far as Pac, as a person that was alive, he was one of the greatest hip-hop artists of all time. But as far as Biggie MC-wise, I don't think he ever gets the right credit, man. Like, I don't think you know, like, how flawlessly he just did shit.
But it was a very East-type thing. Because, you know, a lot of things is, I remember when I've said this before, but when I was on the street team for Death Row Records in New York City, and we were like, listen to Mobb Deep. You guys got to hear this new group. And the heads at Death Row was in Tony Touch's car like, this is borough music. And I understand what he meant. He was like, this is just for the boroughs.
Yeah, but that's bullshit because Mobb Deep went on to be legends around
the
world.
They went on to be. But right there at that moment, it was what it was.
I'm going to say this before anything.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Yeah, thanks for the call, bro. And I don't want to be biased, man. I really don't. I was a huge Tupac. I still am huge Tupac fan. I do not want to make this a Tupac versus Vicky thing. That shit is so far over. They're the two most legendary artists in hip-hop history. It's no,
they passed. I think that's more the thing. And I think that Big didn't say Tupac's name is another thing that kind of makes me say, you know what, they didn't really kind of get to where Pac did.
It's aggravating because, especially if you read some of the quotes that have recently come out about the whole... Man, I wish I could... If I wasn't on the radio, I'd be saying so much more right now, but... Listen,
it's
the
game.
We took a major L on Biggie and Tupac.
Yeah.
Yes,
both
we did.
Both amazing. They're both two of the best. I don't want to do that. Especially not on my show because I'm a huge... Like, you don't understand when Me Against the World came out, how many times I listened to that album in a row. Like, it doesn't even... Same thing with Ready to Die. Same thing with all that. Yo, I remember when... Let's keep it moving to the phone calls.
Let's go. Number two.
I don't want to go there.
Let's go to L.A. Let's go to Live 4. Steven checking in.
Steven, talk to us, brother.
Everybody.
What up?
Yo, yo, what up, Drew?
Make it good.
But I don't think it's good shit in L.A. London. So what's up, Drew? I heard you on Play in the Morning, like, back when the Shady 15 album dropped. And I copped your shit that day. I'm going to cop your new shit tomorrow.
Word. Thank you, bro. That shit's out right now.
I hope we get out here in Cali, you know? Your shit's tight. But, I'm not going to make it about Tupac and Biggie, but, you know, I'm from the West Coast. I love Tupac. Grew up on Tupac. Tupac was bad lyrical, man, just because he didn't say it, like, in an East Coast way. But I think he was lyrical, and I think Hit 'Em Up is the best diss track because Biggie never responded, man.
Yo, Biggie like really did respond, though, subliminally on Life After Death.
He did, but he never said no
names. Subliminally, but like...
But here's the thing, yo. First of all, Tupac's from New York. So the West Coast,
yeah, I know
it's
that.
All love. It's all love. You know, pop
love. Nah, no, I got love for Biggie, too. You know, I got love for everybody.
I'll tell you a wild story. We had Dilated Peoples open up for us in Long Beach, California, when the whole East Coast, West Coast thing was happening. This is Detroit from The Arsonists. And when we went on stage and we was rock, you know, of course, Dilated was awesome. We was home with them. And dudes got on stage like, yo, man, you in the West. And we were like, we have no interest in any of that. Yeah. We MCs, we love hip-hop, and whatever y'all talking is just crazy right now. But it's definitely not a people. And that's what I said earlier about the guy from Texas. Like, it's not a... Some people are casual hip-hop listeners. Some people don't know Big L. Some people don't, you know... So I understand, and I can't really... get upset at people.
But then,
you don't know.
At the same time, call me whatever you want to call me. Yo. But I'm not okay with that. I'm not okay with the fact that there's a lot of people out there, like, I'm a hip-hop fan, and they don't know Big L, Big Pun, and all these people. Like, it bothers me.
Especially with the platform that we have here, that's a big part of what we should be doing. It's putting people
up.
Yo,
Daddy.
Yo.
Yo, when are you going to come down to L.A., though, man?
I'm always in L.A., man.
I'm not in L.A. Next time you in L.A., I want to roll.
Let's get it. Yo, you know what, bro? Real soon, man. I promise. I just had a baby last week, bro. I promise. With the babies.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you, man. Baby, I promise. I'm in L.A. all the time, bro. I love L.A.
Do some shit in L.A., man. I'm going to go out to that shit. I'm a big fan.
I appreciate it, bro. I'm definitely going to. I promise.
All right, man. Peace.
Yo, thanks for supporting, bro.
For sure, man.
Drew.
Euro Drew's in here. It's animal. Any battle rap, it's just he got caught in the middle of it.
Nah, but it's
cool.
That's
how he's a
fan.
Thank you.
He's
all fans, though. That's the thing.
And I think that's another thing that I can't put on people. Like, we're in this business. We're in this business. So if people don't know, I wouldn't expect them because, you know, they're not. But if they're saying they're MCs or they're this, then that's a different scenario.
Yeah, we got a caller from Canada on the line. I want to see what he has to say.
Yes.
Let's take it.
Let's go to line 3, Zach from Alberta.
What up, Zach?
What up?
Good. Ah, we love
Alberta,
Zach.
What up?
Hey, man, you mentioned Tupac there. First of all, nobody can do Jesus Christ to hip hop. I'm going to say that first.
All right. That was kind of bogus. Continue.
All right, continuing. Drake and Meek, you guys are talking about. I like those Twitter fingers. Trigger fingers, I like that. I hope Drake, I can see him coming out with Kanye. I heard he's coming out with something. By any chance, if you got third?
You work for ESPN, bro?
Are you Valerie Laura?
Where is Valerie Laura?
She's right here. He's saying everything. Valerie?
All right, she's cool over call. Here. Thanks, Canada.
Yeah, I want to say, I think that was a dope point, what you said about Dilla and SV. Mm-hmm. A lot of people say I love Dilla, but don't know about SV.
Fam, I've been
me
to
and
Dilla.
88.
Yo, that's RTNC speaking. RTNC got Bandcamp.
All the time. We go digging all the time. We call each other like, yo, I caught another Dilla sample. Can you believe this? Like,
bro, yo. You know how many Dilla events I've gone to in my life where the people in the door are just like,
no
you gotta
clue.
Understand, it's like, you know how like you go to, in New York City, the spots like Avenue and One Oak where they're very strict about who they let in?
Yeah.
They do that, but it's like on a hipster level. They're like, oh wait, this guy's wearing Tim's. He's not wearing Ace Purple. Like, yo, they're so weird about the Dilla parties. And it's like, fam, like, not
that's
nothing.
Not what he was about.
Dude, Dilla was about strip clubs and fucking straight fuckery, bro. Like, if you really knew, a lot of these kids just don't know what Dilla was about, man.
Dilla was the strip club, back to the crib to make beats.
That's it.
Crazy.
That's it. And
crazy.
Then people now want to act like he's part of this fuck Pitchfork generation. Yo, next person I meet from Pitchfork, I'm putting you in a fucking body bag. Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, that's what
Let's
I
go.
Holy
fuck
show
Pitchfork,
off.
You fucking faggot.
Holy show off.
The way they review
back
albums.
Behind you.
Oh, that's what happened?
The Dykeman is Dykeman behind you.
Fuck Pitchfork. Anyway, yo, we got another guest that's coming in a minute. I think Droog's going to appreciate this. Droog's in here. Let's play a joint off Droog's new joint.
Let's do
the
it.
Nicest. Get that, man. It's on iTunes. It's $10. If you can't afford $10 to buy an album.
It's like $5, dude.
Is it?
It's $5. Super cheap, like $6.
Get that.
What do you want to play? What song? Have a nice day.
Play that. He produced that. You know what I'm saying? He's in the building.
Dykeman, man. I know all those Dykeman.
I remember coming out. I wanted to be the nicest.
Usually too, but there's the occasion where they'll do their own thing.
What do you think? Well, first of all, are you a fan of the battle culture of hip hop?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm fascinated by it. Those guys are unbelievable.
What do you think of the Drake battle, you know?
Oh, it's just how he's kind of like dabbled in that world.
What do you think of back to back? No. What do you think of the response to Meek? I don't want to say response because Meek has response to Meek's tweets.
battle rap. I'm thinking like King of the Dot, like Smack. That's a different.
Yeah, no, that's battle. Yeah. The battle. But I'm talking about this situation
like,
still. What do you think?
Et cetera, like more like track for track. Yeah. I mean, he's playing it very suave right now, and he's dancing around it without going full in, almost as he's kind of egging Meek on to be the bully.
Yes.
So that way, you know, which is smart, honestly, and you can't be mad at that. Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, it's hard to, you know, in Meek's position, like once you've done that, you've kind of opened Pandora's box and now Drake's playing it all cool. That would probably further infuriate me if I was him. And you gotta play it smart. You can't let your emotion get the better of you. But if he does all in, I mean, I can't say that's a bad move, but it's definitely going to paint him as the bad guy. You know,
if you were in Drake's position, would you respond?
I mean, he had to. Meek is big enough where it's not, you can't just be like, oh yeah, he's nothing to me. Like, Meek is a very relevant artist. You can't just ignore that, you know?
I feel you.
But would you have taken this long?
I mean, if I had a situation like this arise, I probably would go right to the studio and not leave until I maybe had like a preparation track and an absolute murder track ready. Not to drop it, but just in case, you know, have the nuke ready in case, you know, World War III were to erupt.
Well, with that being said, this is making hip-hop exciting again, because I haven't been excited like this in a long time.
And you know what? It's like, as long as it remains some whack shit, like, that's cool. That's super cool, and that's part of it, man. Egos clash, and rappers always do shit like this. You know, at least they used to. It seems like everybody's so concerned about being cool with everybody nowadays and getting their Instagram pics. Like, no one's really, everybody's afraid to really voice their opinions. And I can't say I'm not, like I don't walk around and say a lot of the shit that I truly feel, because it's not like, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, why start that? But, you know, it's good to see some motherfuckers just be like, you know what, fuck it. This is how I feel. Let's go. So.
All right, well, let's get back to you real quick.
Okay.
Because I want to play a joint off this EP.
Cool.
All right, the Alcoholic EP.
Yes.
Let's play Master of Ceremony. Tell us a little bit about that.
This is just a little reminder, because when I came up, I really rapped. Like, I freestyled. I got in the cypher constantly, and bars were very important to me, and important to me throughout hip-hop, and I don't see it enough. So this is my little reminder of just like, yo, like, if you rap, rap.
A lot of people, a lot of youngins don't understand what the words and the letters MC even mean.
Which is also another reminder of like, dog, you don't even know what the letters that you label yourself as stand for. So like, you got to take pride in this culture, and if you're a hip hop artist, like, really go in, like, be dope, you know? And it's not like there's not room for some other people who are less lyrical and more party oriented, of course, but everybody should be able to spit if this is your profession.
Agreed. Chris Webby's in the building. We're going to play this joint, Master of the Ceremony. If you got questions for him, if you want to talk to him, 877-60-HIP-HOP right now. Let's do it. It's DJ Sus 1, the feature presentation.
Webby going hard, you can tell when I drop a line. It's like I've had my lyrics genetically modified. Stop giving me beats, it's like feeding a Mogwai up to 12 o'clock and I die because I rap like I'm about to stuff you when you squat into sarcophagi. Oh my God, am I...
voice doesn't really do it for me.
All right. Have a fantastic Thursday. Yes, that's great advice. Just be dope. Spit bars, be dope.